Welcome to MathEye with Mike. What if I told you that many of the AI leaderboards and benchmarks we trust are fundamentally flawed?
It's not just a minor inaccuracy. This research suggests a systematic bias. It gives us a false sense of certainty about AI model performance.
Thoughtful. That's a bold claim. Today, we're diving into groundbreaking research that uncovers why using LLMs to judge other LLMs is statistically broken, and crucially, how to fix it.
So, you're saying that using an LLM to evaluate another LLM, which has become the default, is actually problematic?
Exactly. It's cheap and fast, which is why it's so popular, but this paper rigorously demonstrates it's statistically broken.
Broken? That's a strong word. What makes it broken?
Well, most people treat an LLM's judge's output as ground truth. They just report the pass rate or accuracy. But this naive approach yields systematically biased estimates.
So it's not just a bit off, it's fundamentally skewed? Agreeing. Think of an LLM judge like a medical screening test. It has specific failure modes.
Ah, an analogy. Like testing for a disease?
Yes. You have false positives. That's marking an incorrect answer as correct. This is a failure of specificity. And false negatives, marking a correct answer as incorrect, is a failure of sensitivity. These error rates are never perfectly symmetric. An LLM might be sycophantic, inflating scores, or overly pedantic, deflating scores.
So, like a really easy or really tough grader, right?
Precisely. The naive accuracy everyone reports is a mathematical function of the true accuracy. It's mixed with the judge's sensitivity and specificity. So, bad models look better and good models look worse. That's a huge problem.
It is. So, in short, LLM judges can systematically mislead us about true model capabilities due to these inherent biases.
So, if it's broken, how do we fix it? Does the paper offer a solution? Absolutely. The paper adapts something called the Rogan-Gladden estimator, which comes from epidemiology.
What does invert the probability matrix mean in simple terms?
We take the observed naive accuracy, then we subtract the false positives and add back the false negatives.
Okay, adjusting for the judge's known biases.
Exactly. We scale the result by the judge's total discriminatory power. This transformation gives us a statistically consistent estimator of the true accuracy.
So the Rogan-Gladden estimator mathematically corrects for the LLM judge's specific errors.
That's a perfect summary.
That sounds like a solid way to get a more accurate score. But what about confidence intervals? How sure can we be about that corrected score?
That's where the paper's deeper novelty lies. Standard error bars are based only on the test set size, assuming a perfect judge.
But in this bias-corrected framework, uncertainty comes from two distinct sources.
Curious. What's the second one?
Explaining. The first is test set variance. The second is calibration set variance.
What's a calibration set again?
It's a small batch of data labeled by humans. We use it to measure the LLM judge's own sensitivity and specificity.
So, humans grade the LLM judge itself.
Yes, and because this human-labeled set is finite, our knowledge of the judge's parameters is imperfect. That introduces uncertainty.
Ah, I see.
Existing methods often ignore this second source of error. This paper derives a wall-type confidence interval that explicitly combines both variances. This is critical. If you have a massive test set but a tiny calibration set, your confidence interval should still be wide. It reflects your ignorance about the judge's reliability.
Wow. So even with a huge data set, if you don't calibrate your judge well, you're still flying blind.
Absolutely. It's like having a very precise ruler, but you're not sure if the ruler itself is accurate.
So, true confidence requires accounting for both the test questions and the reliability of the LLM judge itself.
Exactly. It's a dual-source problem.
Okay, so we need a human-labeled calibration set. That sounds expensive. How do we spend that budget wisely?
That's the paper's final contribution, adaptive allocation. Imagine you have a budget for 500 human annotations.
My intuition would be 50-50. 250 correct, 250 incorrect.
That's the intuitive answer, and it's also suboptimal. The paper proves it.
Really? Why?
The variance of the final estimator depends heavily on the judge's specific sensitivity and specificity. It also depends on the model's current estimated accuracy.
So not a one-size-fits-all approach?
No. If the LLM is good at spotting correct answers but struggles with incorrect ones, the variance in specificity dominates.
So that's where the biggest uncertainty comes from.
Right. To minimize the confidence interval width, you should allocate more human labels to the class where the judge is noisier.
So put your annotation dollars where they'll have the most impact.
Exactly. They propose a two-stage algorithm. First, a tiny pilot calibration, say 10 samples. Get a rough estimate of the judge's error profile.
Okay, a quick check.
Then plug these estimates into their variance formula. This calculates the optimal ratio of samples. Finally, spend the remaining budget according to this ratio.
That's smart.
This results in significantly tighter confidence intervals for the same cost. You're squeezing more statistical power out of expensive human annotators.
So, instead of a blind 50-50 split, you intelligently allocate your human labeling budget for maximum precision.
That's the whole idea.
This all sounds very rigorous. Did they validate this framework?
Yes, with extensive Monte Carlo simulations. These confirm the statistical soundness of the framework.
So they tested it thoroughly.
When they used a judge with asymmetric errors, the naive estimator consistently failed. It overestimated low-performing models and underestimated high-performing ones.
So their hypothesis was proven.
Absolutely. The bias-adjusted estimator tracked the true accuracy almost perfectly.
That's a huge win.
And crucially, their proposed confidence intervals maintain the 95% coverage rate. Naive intervals frequently collapse to near zero coverage.
Creating a dangerously false sense of certainty, as you said.
Exactly. It's incredibly misleading.
Curious. And the adaptive allocation strategy?
Explaining. Yes, it successfully reduced the confidence interval width compared to a standard equal split. This was especially true when true accuracy deviated from the equilibrium point.
This is really important work. It feels like it could fundamentally change how we approach AI benchmarks.
Summarizing, this paper provides a robust, validated framework to fix a critical flaw in how we evaluate AI models. It ensures we get unbiased and truly confident results.